Welcome to the Mission MilSpouse podcast, dedicated to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of military spouses around the world. Join us as we dive into the unique experiences, challenges, and resilience of those who serve on the home front. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and connected. From deployments to PCS moves, we've got your six. So buckle up, grab your coffee, and let's tackle this mission together. This is Mission MilSpouse. Hey there, Mission MilSpouse followers. I'm Juliana Hauska, your chief commander in the journey of adulthood and executive director of Mission MilSpouse. Today's mini episode is going to be a wild ride. As I approach the big 3-0, I thought I'd share 30 things I've learned before turning 30 with a sprinkle of military spouse madness and a dash of humor. Yes, the big 3-0, that mystical age where your metabolism slows down, your back starts making noises that it never did before, and suddenly you find yourself saying things like, "Ugh, the music was so much better when I was younger." So buckle up because it's about to get real. Starting off with number 1, happiness is a mood, not a destination. Number 2, it is okay to enjoy things in life that make you happy. If you like pumpkin spice lattes, even in the dog days of summer, drink them. You want to put up your Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving and leave them up till Valentine's Day? Go for it. If it makes you happy, then that is all that matters. Number 3, always be ready to go with no plan plan. Military life throws curveballs faster than a toddler with a slingshot. But hey, change is the only constant. And it's like military issued fashion. You don't always have to like it, but you've got to wear it. Number 4, it is okay to ask for help. In fact, you need to learn how to ask for help. There is no shame in looking for a lending hand, especially during a deployment or a time when you need it most. Number 5, building a support system is kind of like assembling IKEA furniture. It takes patience, some questionable language, and the occasional missing screw. But seriously, connecting with other military spouses is like finding a treasure map to survival. Number 6, always, always, always wash your makeup off before you go to bed. Number 7, you can't always do everything and be everything for everyone. You don't always have to be strong. Number 8, moving is a skill, and I've honed it to the point where I can pack a house faster than a tornado. Oh, and just hang on to those moving boxes. You're going to need those again. Number 9, no is a complete sentence. Number 10, patience is not just a virtue. It is a military spouse superpower. Waiting for your partner to return from a deployment is kind of like waiting for the next Marvel movie. You know it will be epic, but the anticipation is killer. Number 11, resilience isn't just a word. It is a daily practice. Military life throws curveballs, and you'll become a master at catching them with a smile. Number 12, there are always two sides to every story. Number 13, learn how to use your big girl bark. Shout out to all my Bluey friends out there. Remember that it is okay to speak up for yourself and what you need, and it is okay to speak up for what you believe in. Number 14, I've become a pro at decoding military acronyms, and eventually all male spouses do. It's like learning a new language that nobody else understands, but I will still never, ever, ever be able to remember the phonetic alphabet. It's like alphabet soup, but with more confusion. Number 15, trust in the art and education of your hairstylist. As someone who has quite literally melted her hair off from bleach, just go to a professional. Number 16, just fill up your car with gas on the way home. Your morning self will thank you. Number 17, Murphy's Law has nothing on military life. If something can go wrong during a PCS or a drill weekend or an annual training or a deployment, it most likely will. Number 18, if you're feeling sad, water is almost always the answer. Drink a glass of ice cold water, take a warm bath or shower, go for a swim. You will most likely feel better after. Number 19, your spouse's deployment bag is like a Mary Poppins magic carpet bag. You never know what's going to come out of it. Number 20, remember, you are not alone. There's a vast community of military spouses who have been there, done that, and are ready to welcome you with open arms. Number 21, PTSD is not just your spouse's concern. It is a shared challenge. Educate yourself and seek support if needed. Number 22, the 4 food groups during a deployment include takeout, microwavable, frozen, and delivery. Number 23, not everyone will like you, and that is perfectly okay. Focus on those who appreciate you for what you are. Number 24, the bathroom sink will probably always have beard trimmings left behind, no matter what. Number 25, mental health is just as important as your physical health. Take care of both. Go to therapy, take your meds, go for a walk, get outside. Number 26, Women's clothing sizes are an absolute scam. Number 27, it is totally fine to start your morning off with a cup of coffee, a large cup of coffee, or two. Just don't forget to eat something alongside all that caffeine. Number 28, adulting is basically just asking yourself, what would a responsible person do? And then doing the opposite. Take me, for example. My family just went through a huge move. We adopted a new dog, and the holidays just ended. But right now definitely seemed like a great time to pack up and go to Disney World. Number 29, the laundry will never be done. It is a never-ending task. Embrace the chaos. And finally, number 30, through it all, you've learned that love and commitment can withstand any distance or challenge, a lesson that transcends age and military life. Keep marching on, and may your coffee be strong, and your Wi-Fi even stronger. Those are 30 things that I've learned before hitting the big 3-0. Being a military spouse adds its own flavor to the mix, from decoding acronyms to perfecting the art of packing at the speed of light. Thanks for joining me on this roller coaster ride. Remember, life's an adventure. Pack accordingly. Until next time, this is Juliana Hauska, Executive Director of Mission Mill Spouse, signing off and marching into the next chapter of my life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mission Mill Spouse podcast. We hope you found inspiration and connection through the stories shared. Remember, your resilience as a military spouse is commendable, and you're not alone in this journey. We've got your six every step of the way. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes and feel free to reach out on social media to continue the conversation. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep supporting one another. This is Mission Mill Spouse signing off.